Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Nation. That's the Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, high atop the radio world in the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in downtown Portland. We welcome all of our affiliates on the Radio Northwest Network and down in Texas. Pellet grills. The Northwest is the home of pellet grills. Kind of, wouldn't you say?
I would agree with that.
Yeah, it's the home of pellet grills. Well, today we have Jason Speck from Green Mountain Grills, and he's going to give us the whole story. Little music from Reba today, and Barbecue Nation, this part of it at least, is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef from the heart of the Pacific Northwest. Beef you can feel good about. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Jason, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me be here.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure. You brought me stuff, so I always welcome people walking the door with gifts.
Goodies go a long way.
Goodies go a long way. Why don't, before we get into the whole thing, how did you, Jason Speck, get involved with Green Mountain?
David Baker and I built this program together, and it was his idea, and he brought the ideas to me with a manufacturing background and a guy that liked to cook, and took all of his ideas and my ideas and combined them into what Green Mountain, you know, was for 10 years.
Sure.
But it was just, you know, a business relationship that I had and an entrepreneur that brought an idea to the table, and we just made it, you know, come to life.
Now, you pretty much run the Northwest, don't you?
Yeah. So a lot of the Western U.S. I do. I am that involved because we do a direct-to-retailer program.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do any distribution from the, you know, Midwest to West. That changes as we go globally. I think we're now in probably, I don't know, over 10 countries. And
right.
So we have distribution in other parts. But around here, we do direct-to-retailer, which would be me and my team that either approaches retailers or retailers approach us, and then we build the brand that way. So that being said, then I do manage a lot of the West, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are everywhere.
We are, you know, we get bigger and bigger every day, and okay, we don't lose as many as we gain, so I feel like we're doing a good job.
Well, the one thing you and I were talking before we started the show, you don't do big box.
No, we early on, our motto was that we wanted to do a direct-to-retailer program. With that being said, we had to be with retailers that we could work with. When we get into the numbers of big box stores, there's a lot of things that change. Not a bad program. It's just a lot of things change, and our business model was that we had specific size retailers we wanted to approach, and the mom and pops we felt would be our bread and butter, and that is today still true.
How do you, just, this is just for my own curiosity, how do you qualify, I mean, to be a retailer for Green Mountain? Some people have spa stores, some are in hardware stores, some are in feed stores. Like Coastal or some of those, which they're all great, but is there parameters to which you judge them by?
Diversity.
Yeah.
I think diversity is one of our key factors to success. But when I, you know, go in, or any of us go in and talk to a retailer, we want to make sure they're going to watch the MAP program, which, you know, a consumer might not know what a MAP is, but that abbreviation is manufactured advertised pricing.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as a retailer will sell at that price point, it makes the buying process even across the field. So then if you had a consumer that wanted to go to a Coastal, or if you had a consumer that wanted to go to a barbecue shop, they could go there and get that product. It's going to be the same price. It's the relationship that they want to build.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like MSRP in
a
way.
Yeah, and that's a suggested retail. We are saying this is retail. So if a person ever wanted to know how much is a Green Mountain, even with our new Prime line that we're about to talk about, it's always on our website, but nobody can buy from our website. So all that is an information board. Not many manufacturers are willing to take that risk, especially in this day and age, and we continue to embrace that with a lot of success.
That's very cool, because I know one thing that is frustrating. We were talking about a different brand, a competitor, so to speak, before we came on the air. We won't mention their names. Good company and all that, but I was looking on, did a Google search Forum the other day for a particular product that they had, because I was just interested and wanted to see the specs and stuff. It came up 7 different prices across the Google search. Everything from kind of the Walmart type end up to an appliance store in Vermont type end, you know, and there was 7 different prices. And that's, I think that's confusing for the consumer too, because, you know, you go to a big box store, and we've harped on it on this show for what, 4 years now since I've been doing this show, and saying, and some of the models that you're going to buy at the big box store are not the same models that you're going to get at a store that specifically sells barbecues,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially on the gas end, which they mm-hmm. sell mostly gas stuff, mm-hmm. you know, some stick burners, some charcoal. I don't know what they're doing in pellets, but they're, you know, you're going to get a varied in the quality like that. But with you guys, it's the same.
Yeah. And now coming out, well, we will have what we've made for the last 10 years, which we are now branding as our choice line. So the Daniel Boone that's on anybody's deck right now is the same, and it will be available going forward. But now sure. we will have a prime line, which will be maybe different price points, different features, but any retailer can offer that product. So now we might be in a situation where when you're doing your research, you've got to dig a little deeper into what kind of Daniel Boone do you really want.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say a specific retailer can only carry a specific item, because we are 100% retail network. We have to make sure everybody can carry it. Now, what they choose to carry is going to be a little bit different. But that whole thing of, I mean, it's just like when you go to buy, you know, whether it be a pair of shoes or a new jacket, you don't know what retailer is going to offer, but you know what you want.
Right.
Well, let's not make it difficult. Let's make this easy, just like everything with Green Mountain. It's all in one box. You can find it just about any store you want.
Do your pellets and accessories, are they that MAPS situation too?
Yes. And we do that, I mean, we have our own barbecue sauces, we have our own rubs that we actually, our recipes that we manufacture. Everything across the board is falls within that map. And back to your original question, how do we quantify a retailer? Well, I've got to sit down with them eye to eye and say, hey, we have a MAP program. Are you okay with that in compliance? And if they are, it just works. There's a lot of retailers that want to be the cheapest guy on the block. There's other retailers, and you might not know this, they want to be the most expensive on the block. So if you have an $800 barbecue, they want to sell it for $899. You have another guy that wants to sell it for $699. What we do is we sell it for $800.
Yeah.
And that model with our retail network works very well.
We're talking with Jason Speck from Green Mountain Grills. I happen to have a Green Mountain Grill. Jason was kind enough to give me one a couple of years ago, and they work great. I do recommend them. They're very good. And if you just didn't live so far away, I'd come hunch up for pellets more often. So
we have retailers all over the world.
Yeah, they cringe when they see me coming in the door. They go, oh, there's that radio guy.
Discount Charlie.
Don't let him in there. In your development, though, we're going to get to this more in the next segment, but in your development of the new Prime line, now, of course, you got Choice, which is the ones you've been looking at for years. Now you got Prime. You've got some windows in it. You've got some more Wi-Fi amenities. You've got some different things like that. What was the thing that sparked you, no pun intended, to develop this line?
We listen to our consumers, and we do that two ways, through all of our sales staff and through all of our warranty and tech guys. When they have feedback, or if we see a residual situation come into life, whether it be on the sales floor or through our warranty program, we don't just sweep it under the rug.
Right.
A lot of times people see, they buy a Choiceland barbecue. If they bought one in 2010, it might be a little bit different than 2013, but that's just a couple modifications that improve something. But it wasn't a drastic enough change where we're like, here's a new model.
Sure.
What we did on this line, and our number one objective was, we wanted to put on the barbecue what consumers have been asking for. That's where it came from.
There you go. We're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. We're going to come back in a couple of minutes with Jason Speck from Green Mountain Grills, and we're going to talk about their new Prime line. Not prime rib, but that can play into it. Trust me. We'll be back. Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. That's 503-982-2033. Barclays, buysellpawn.com. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. We've got Jason Speck from Green Mountain Grills with us today. If you'd like to email us, you can do it at bbqnation@alphamediausa.com. That's bbqnation@alphamediausa.com. Facebook, it's Barbecue Nation with JT. Say hi to a couple of our affiliates, KSEY in Seymour, Texas, and KACI in Hood River and the Dalles. Also, stay tuned to our Twitter accounts because I will tell you, in fact, I'll tell you right now, if you want to win a subscription, a free one, to the National Barbecue News. We had Malcolm Reed on last week. All you got to do is send me an email at barbecuenation@alphamedia.com. I know this is confusing. What is Malcolm's national barbecue team? What's it called? Okay. If you know that answer, you can email me that answer, and I will send you a subscription certificate to National Barbecue News. Okay. Back with Jason now. Tell us all about the new Prime.
It's everything you've dreamed of in a pellet barbecue.
I actually don't know if I've spent a lot of time dreaming about a pellet barbecue, but I've had some good thoughts about it.
You think the cowboy cook would have something to say like that?
Yeah.
So, you know, the nice thing is we looked at ways that we can improve the product. So like we had mentioned before we even started this conversation today, for 10 years, we made the same barbecues, Daniel Boone and Jim Bowie. And over that 10 years, I've obviously thought about things when I'm sleeping and I wake up and
sure, think
this would be good, or Dave or Jason or anybody else that's in the company. And we never really had the right time, or did we know for sure when we need to bring in a product that would wow everybody. We felt like that 2019 was the year we had made the choice line for 10 years, a lot of success. So now we came into what can we do to make this better? So all truth be told, we still have the same size barbecues. They're just have a bunch of bells and whistles on them. But they also, the main thing that nobody's going to know about here, and I'm going to tell you right now,
go
is
ahead.
They're all 12 volt. So that being said, they're going to run more efficiently. They're going to use way less pellets. We've designed the guts. 100% of the guts are totally different. But the 12 volt doesn't mean you have to plug it into, you know, a 12 volt battery.
Right.
We do provide a power pack that will allow you to plug into the wall or plug it into a cigarette lighter or even to a battery itself. But that's not something you get to see of a bell and whistle. But that is an operational improvement because we're taking AC power and we're actually using DC power, which the best way to relate to this is your automobile. There's
sure, not
a lot of power failures in an automobile. There hopefully won't be many failures in your Green Mountain Grill with a 12-volt operation either.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, is that going to just be for the Prime, or are you going to condition that into the other parts of
no,
the line?
No, we will keep the choice line as is. There's also advantages to that operation and that design of that unit.
Sure.
This, you know, a lot of stuff is 12 volt that people don't realize. This technology is something that David really wanted 12 years ago when we started even designing these things. There's value to it. And when I talk to my, you know, computer friends, I have friends that build robots and do a bunch of stuff. They tell me the cleanest energy that's there or power is 12 volt. And that's what we're going to stick with the Prime line. We are still going to stick with the same operation of the choice line, though, because that's what it is. I mean, that's what it's been for 10 years, and it's awesome.
I like the windows.
So that's, you know, that's getting into the bells and whistles.
That is.
But here
like
it is. If you're looking, you're not cooking. You can be baking cookies in the oven.
Yep.
You can be baking cookies in your Green Mountain Grill. But the issue with it is you open that lid up, you lose your heat. Now, Green Mountain, we have a PID controller, which allows us to recover temperature extremely fast inside of our barbecue. So if you open that lid, it's not the end of the world in a Green Mountain. But not having to open that lid and looking in there and seeing what you're cooking, it's a huge advantage. The other thing that we did, and this is more aesthetics that I think look good, and there's practical value to it, but we also put a window in the hopper.
Right.
So from the front side of the barbecue, you can physically see how many pellets are in there. We did not get rid of one of our cool features on all of our barbecues, and that's our lapel alarm. We will still have that inside the barbecue. That will still give you the audible alarm before you run out of pellets, but the viewing window now will allow you to obviously look in there and say, oh, I got enough for a cook.
Yeah.
Or, man, maybe I should go to the store and hook up my Wi-Fi on this thing, go to the store, go get my bag of pellets, you know, be back in time.
Right. I just thought they looked cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
so the other thing that we did, and you're talking about looks, is we beefed this thing up. We're over 200 pounds now on the Daniel Boone and Jim Bowie.
So am I.
Yeah. Well, so it's beefy. It's big. It's what I think a lot of people want to see when they look at a $1,000 barbecue.
Right.
It's just there's a lot of mass to it. But with that mass came practicality. We wanted to fix some issues that we have on our choice line. Now, it's not saying our choice line is bad. What we did is we made some improvements by more massive legs and bigger casters and wheels. We made it look bigger, but functionality is improved as well. And we put a secondary shelf on there underneath of the barbecue so you could put pellets on there. Or if you're fortunate enough to have a rib rack or an upper rack, you have a proper place to store it now that will keep it off the ground. With that rack being down there, whether there's product on there or not, it gives stability on all four legs that really no other manufacturer has. It's going to help us when people are going through gravel or up a tail, into the back of a truck or something like that.
Well, that's one of the things that you hear a lot of complaints about is the mobility of some of these grills. Because once you get, especially some of the Kamado style grills, once you get them built and they're on your deck or your back porch or out by your garage, wherever you put them, they're not moving much. Yeah. You know, the one thing that you can be said for a lot of the gas grills and for your Green Mountain grills and some of the other ones in that style is they can move. They're more mobile because people want to move them around.
Well, and plus introducing the 12-volt on this. So some people that really know our product well are going to say, wait a minute, you've had a 12-volt barbecue for a long time, a few years now. And that is the Davy Crockett. That is our portable unit that, is 50-some pounds. Having better mobility with this barbecue is key because this thing can be on the go now because it is 12 volt and it's going to be moving around more than just on a person's back deck. So we had to attend to those needs. And that was one of them that we had heard about. Another couple things that you look at physically on it, there's a permanent front shelf on it now. Mm-hmm. So we all know when we're cooking a brisket or ribs or something, we want a place to put our tools. Having a permanent shelf there is good, and it's a flat surface versus what we have for our choice line, which is still really good, especially in the rainy Northwest. It's got stainless it's like grates kind of.
Yeah.
So things can fall through the cracks. Also, the rain falls through the cracks, which is pretty nice. So they've each got their advantage. This one happens to be a permanent front shelf. And then also on the side shelf that's on all Green Mountain grills, we made the hooks to hold your spatulas adjustable. And we did this because our pizza oven is becoming a huge seller, like a huge seller. When you put the pizza oven in the barbecue, you have to have a place to put this gigantic spatula.
Right.
Well, now you can adjust your hooks on the side of your barbecue to whatever width you want. So you can do your spatula for your pizza and then your spatula or your tongs for, whatever's in the grill. So those features make it look good, but they're practical. We did things that improve the product. The last thing that people will probably notice is that there's two meat probes now. Me as an individual, this wasn't one that I asked for. If I use one meat probe, I'm doing a lot. I do a lot by touch, feel, and time. But people wanted two probes, and I think it's because the competition world requires that, or the restaurant world requires that. But also the backyard guy, if he's got chicken on there and he's got ribs, they both need to cook to temperature. Now you can have multiple probes in there, and I think people are going to see that, and the right ones are really going to like that.
Cool. We're going to take a break here. We're going to be back with Jason from Green Mountain Grills right after this. Don't go away. It's Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. That's Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033, 503-982-2033, at BarclaysBuySellPawn.com. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with Jason Speck today from Green Mountain Grills. This portion of Barbecue Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef, a beef product you can be proud to serve to your family and friends, and it's just like the beef Grandpa used to make or raise. If he didn't, he should have. Painted Hills Natural Beef. Also, my friend Mark Stout down at Barclays in Woodburn. He's got some collectible coins, gold and silver down there. What are you going to invest your tax refund, if in fact you get one, which I don't think I am this year? Check out Barclays.com and doing that. Also, don't forget to check out SoundCloud. That's Barbecue Nation with JT. And one last thing, you can email us again at bbqnation@alphamediausa.com. There, I made it through all that stuff. Man, it's crazy. We've got Jason Specht here from Green Mountain Grills. What's the one thing you've learned? Now, this is the second time you've been on the show, but it's been about 2 years since you've been here. When you started kind of doing this stuff back in 2008, 9, 10, wherever, and really started getting going, what's probably the biggest thing you've learned, Jason, about
one, the barbecue business, and two, what people want in a barbecue?
Barbecue business, I would say, in all honesty, I didn't realize it was as big of a business as it is.
Yeah.
Now, my resources kept informing me all along, this would be we could have a small slice of a gigantic pie.
Right.
That's probably the biggest surprise to me. That, and it kind of ties in with passion for barbecue. There's some real passionate, you know, people out there. What was your other question?
Well, what about the consumers? You know, what have you learned? I mean, actually, I find that they just want to, my thoughts on this is they get started and either one of two things is going to happen. They're going to just kind of become a weekend griller, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to cook their steaks or their chicken or whatever on it. And most of the time they're going to use a gas grill. Some of them might use pellets because if somebody gets a wild hair and they want to start doing a brisket and stuff, they'll do that. Then you've got the people that are really passionate about it, and they every year or two want to trade up mm-hmm. into a better grilling system, a better cooker, whatever, whichever direction they're going. And I've seen that just kind of explode the last couple of years. Really.
So when we were in this, got this thing going, we were less than 0.5% of the barbecue industry, pellet barbecues as a whole. And I say we as in, I think that all the pellet barbecues
sure.
are part of the family. Now, if we hit 10% of the barbecue industry, I'd be pretty surprised, which means we have a tremendous amount of growth. But when you take, you know, a gigantic industry and you're a slice of it that keeps getting bigger every year, that goes to show that you're 100% right. A lot of people are used to cooking over fossil fuels. I mean, you turn that thing on and it's at temperature. You burn whatever it is you want. You take it inside and put ketchup on it. You're good.
You're good.
But when
blasphemy, I'm telling you.
But when people start thinking, man, I really would like that restaurant quality food, they start looking at other avenues. And this was one of our biggest marketing campaigns back in 2008. As you know, we started a company in the middle of, it wasn't a good financial time.
No, it was terrible.
We marketed this as take your fun home. While we did that, people were taking their fun home. Yeah, you have an investment, but you get to go home and make restaurant quality food. When people realize that you don't necessarily have to have that burnt steak, you can actually have a really good grilled steak that has sear marks on it, juicy, which means you don't have to have ketchup on it anymore.
Right.
It improves the cooking process. And I think going from 10 years to now, I think the consumers, I don't think they've changed that much. What I think has really changed is a market has developed and it's tending to consumers' interests and likes and what they really want.
I read in some government forum.
Oh, geez.
You know, don't get me started on that. You either. But numbers and statistically, mm-hmm. there were about 90 million people that cook out. The way they framed it was cook outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And 90 million people, that's about a third, maybe a little less than a third of the total population.
Mm-hmm.
But that's still a hell of a lot of grills and cookers and, you know, hamburgers that are getting burnt and stuff like that. But those numbers are big.
Mm-hmm. Staggering.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. when you think about something, you know, what do we see on TV all the time? And you mm-hmm. know, because I talk to you about this whenever I talk to you, we talk about golf, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's 26 million people roughly that participate mm-hmm. in golf. That is, about 8% of the population now, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 90 million people that cook outside. So right. we're knocking on the door,
right?
You know?
Well, and this wasn't my idea, but the bringing it to the, I don't want to say millennials because, I mean, it's not just them, but bringing technology forward and putting this stuff in line with our smartphones and
sure.
our iPads and things like that, that has really helped us blossom. I mean, we pioneered this part of it, like as far as the Wi-Fi goes. I mean, we've been doing this for a number of years. We're reaching out now to people, I think, that may have overlooked barbecues because it's go turn on a knob type deal and cook your food. Now you can be in tune with your smartphone. And be more embraced with what our daily activities are. So we are evolving as people are evolving, and I think that's how we continue to grow our business as well.
Well, you can sit inside, especially if it's not a particularly nice day. You can, you know, adjust the temp,
right.
do whatever you need to do there. You know, have your third glass right. of whatever it is you want to have your third glass of, and don't really have to go outside till everything's finished.
But to your numbers and your statistics, I believe we are now hitting that next wave of
yes.
people. Because, I mean, boomers, myself, I'm not – maybe a boomer. I think I'm in that no category area because of my age, but I know that I like to cook on, you know, gas. I thought I liked to cook on charcoal. I thought all these different things. What I find myself doing is what feels good to me. Well, as a consumer, that's what we're trying to hit, is them as a consumer. So if we have all these people that are up and coming into the next level of cooking, that's where the technology is really playing a big part. And I think that helps us as an industry grow. I mean, you see it on refrigerators now. Yeah, I think I saw someone, a washer and dryer that was Wi-Fi capable the other day.
Yep.
I mean, there's so many things in smart homes that are capable. It's not necessarily for, you know, a guy that's going to retire because he hasn't done that. But a guy that's coming up in a workforce that has a couple bucks, they're really playing into these. And if I can conveniently cook yep. the best food that you would get in a restaurant, I'm going to buy one of these. And that's really what I think that I think that's where a lot of our success comes
well,
from.
And again, like you were just alluding to, you know, it is so much of their life.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little older than you are, and I've tried to keep up.
Right.
But, you know, if I run into a tech problem, I just hand my phone to my daughter, yeah. and she's like, oh, Dad, here. See?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, boom. It's like, she's 25.
Yeah.
So she fixes it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's cool. And so there's practical things on our barbecues that make them desirable. As an industry, it's a desirable industry. And there's it's starting to be a way of life. There's no doubt about it. And I think there's a lot of hype and respect that should go to TV and what TV has done for yep. barbecue. There's no doubt about it. I don't know if they're the tail end or if they're in the middle of it or what, but barbecue on television is not, I mean, it's a sport. I mean, it's a practical, there's a course, there's money, there's things that are
yep.
people getting into. With that, people want to be a good cooker in their own backyard. And that's where something like this that's digitally controlled, good temperature control, a wide variance of temperature will allow you to have those successful results. And like I said, a lot of respect should be given to those people that are pioneering the barbecue industry on TV is a big factor.
The one thing you're going to see, mark my words, is it's going to evolve into more of the lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, the competition thing's great. Myron Mixon,
right.
you know, kind of broke the mold on that. And, right. and you know, of course, Food Network does its own stuff. And that's all cool. But you know, Pitmasters and all that, that was great. But it will evolve now because those people you were talking about that have been with it for a few years, they're really settling into the lifestyle that they want,
right.
whether it's on a farm like
right.
you,
right.
And I was for years, or maybe it's on the backyard on the golf course or with a swimming pool or whatever it is. And it's not all suburbia. It's mm-hmm. rural all the way into the inner city cores, but they're mm-hmm. deciding on the type of lifestyle they want.
Right.
And that is going to determine the type of cooking that they do. And I think that what you're doing here is kind of, you're fitting those choices in pretty well.
I
think.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, you know, I don't turn my nose up at any food. I am like, I'm a food guy. Like yeah. I will eat anything. I've traveled to China. I've been all over the world. I will eat it. I'll try it. I don't turn my nose up to it, but when I go to somebody's house and I'm in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, man, do they have a Green Mountain? Do they have a pellet grill in general? Because if we're going to have like burgers and they're cooked over this, you know, gas barbecue, it's going to be a little different than the burger I'm really hoping to go there and get.
Right.
But I think that becomes a natural way of life down the road to where more people cook on these. There's less risk cooking with them. There's better flavor. So I think more people would cook with pellet barbecues. But I think it will be a normal thing going forward. I really do.
I think so. I think you're going to, we're going to take a break, but I'm going to throw this in there. A lot of people that are not traditionalists that are coming in a little later in life, they're probably going to pass on the charcoal because yeah. it's messy
yeah.
and you get dirty
yeah.
and it takes a while to cool off, it takes right. a while to heat up and all right. that. It doesn't bother me at all. But point being is they're either going to stay with fossil fuels or pellets
because mm-hmm.
they're both rapidly to heat. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with Jason right after this. Don't go away. Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. That's 503-982-2033. BarclaysBuySellPawn.com. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. We've got Jason Speck with us today from Green Mountain Grills. They've got some new grills coming out, the Prime line. I like that, Prime line.
Yeah.
A couple of questions, kind of standard questions I usually ask people on this show. Where do you see the barbecue industry 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
I see it, I would see it more mainstream than it is now. It used to be, let's go over to dads or grandpas for a barbecue. Now I see in the next 5 years, I definitely see more women getting involved. There's no doubt. But I see it as more of a household thing, not an event.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. And like we were saying in the last segment, I think people are, we're just bombarded by information all day long, you know, constantly.
Well, because there's smartphones and things like that.
Yeah, smartphones. You got the internet on your everywhere, you know, on your refrigerator, for God's sake. So, you know, you've got all that, but you're just, you know, bombarded with this stuff. And I think that people in their own minds, after they get to, you know, above 25 or 30, they've said, okay, I got to draw the line here somewhere. So I'm going to kind of start carving out the type of lifestyle I want, life I want. And, you know, there's a separation there between the information breakdown in your brain, you know, and this type of thing. And I just think that those folks are going to, like you said, you know, they're going to experiment. They're going to try foods. They like to cook, a lot of them. I mean, you know, and so I think that like Green Mountains can be a part of that. And that's going to be huge.
Yeah. A lot of people refer to the Green Mountains. So you have a Traeger, which people say any pellet barbecue is a Traeger. That's just because that's in the Northwest. Yes. That's what we hear. But what I hear more commonly now, which is still a little mind blowing to me, is I have a smoker. I'm like, I'm thinking, oh, you got yourself some offset stick burning smoker? I want to come check it out. You get there, it's a pellet barbecue.
Right.
It's like, that's just your smoker? Yeah, that's my smoker. Well, that's what a lot of people refer this thing to. So eventually you would hope that maybe it's I got a pellet grill, or maybe it's something along those lines that make it more household name, like I have a gas grill, or I have a smoker, or I have, you know, these things. But it's interesting to hear how people refer to their cooking devices or apparatuses.
Yeah, it's we've got two or three people here at the studio. A couple of them are real serious about cooking, very serious.
So serious they have a pellet barbecue, I bet you.
They do. But the one guy I talked to today, I told him about your new Prime line coming in, and he's got an older Traeger. He goes, but I do have a birthday coming up. He goes, I better check that out. I said, yeah.
Well, and there's time when you do have an older product. There's no doubt about it. And when you've replaced your gas, you know, fuel lines or whatever they are in your gas barbecue for like the eighth time, you buy a new one, of course. In a pellet barbecue, most of them are made where they stand up for, I don't know, a couple, two, three, four, 5 years. A Green Mountain, and we've always wanted it to be about a 10-year product.
Right.
Dave really wanted a 15-year product. I feel safer at 10. But so you want something where you don't have to really upgrade them too much. Now we have the Prime line coming out, and there's physical features on here that make this a desirable product. Now, is it better than what we've done? I would say no. It's a totally different animal. I mean, it's like, it's totally different. There's a lot of bells and whistles on this thing. Our choice line is something that anybody could use. Anybody could use this as well. There's just a lot of conveniences and added features to the
Prime
line.
Sure. No, I think it's going to be terrific. So do you have one of every model at your house that you cook on?
I have lots of all the models.
Do you?
I even have the big pig rigs, which if nobody knows what those are, we started manufacturing these more on a larger scale. And what this is you can do two 200-pound hogs in there. This thing is 5 foot by about 4 foot, a cooking surface, and then you tow it behind your truck. People are like, why would you ever want that? Well, people that are serious about cooking really do want that, but also it's like for corporate events and things like that. I mean, they're a great product, but I've also got those, and I tinker with all of our barbecues. I'm like, man, do we need a rotisserie on here? Man, do we need, you know, this little feature? That's where our thin blue smoker came from, a great, you know, accessory. A lot of our accessories that are not accessories, but items that we put on this Prime unit came from us tinkering with it. And when we hear from consumers enough saying we want this and we thought we want it, like the ash vac. I mean, we have this system on here that you can hook up a vacuum cleaner right to the end of your barbecue without taking it apart and suck all the ash out of it.
Yep.
It's a pretty cool feature. These are things that, if you had a choice line, you probably don't miss it that much. But when you get that Prime line and you can do that, it's really, really cool. It's kind of like the two meat probe. Do you need two? I don't know, but they're both there.
Why not use them?
Right. So there's features like that that are good. And one of the things we did, and people that know us as a company, they know that our heat shields are adjustable. So we can create hot zones, and we can also make super even temperature across all the grates in our barbecues. With this new Prime line, we have a lever adjuster on the external side of the barbecue where you can pull a lever or push a lever to create those hot zones inside of your barbecue, which no other manufacturer is doing. And there's a lot of advantage to us doing this as a company. But as a consumer, they want to be able to sear a steak at 500 degrees. They want to smoke it, you know, 150. Now by using that heat shield adjustment, it makes life a lot easier.
That's cool. Yeah. Very cool. We got to get out of here, but I'm going to talk Jason into being in the after hour show. So thanks for being with us on the regular show here over the radio, and you can check out SoundCloud for the after show after hours. That's it. I'm JT for Jason Speck, Grilling Barbecue Nation. I forgot what show what I was doing. Whatever I'm doing. We'll see you next week, okay?
Barbecue Nation is produced by JTSD Productions, LLC, in association with Alpha Media USA. All rights reserved, copyright 2019. Barbecue Nation is produced in the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in beautiful PDX, except when the weather is crappy. We'll be back next week with another entertaining and fun edition of Barbecue Nation. At least that's what we tell people. See you next week.